Today's episode of 12 Hop Flop is brought to you by our friends at the Curiosity Box. Embrace creativity and wonder by visiting 12hopflop.com/curiositybox. More on them in a bit. Well, hello there, my lovely human friends. It's Floppy, your favourite bunny with a bounce in her step, here to bring a little hop of wisdom into your day. I hope you've been keeping those ears perked and your nose twitching for all the good things life has to offer. Today, we're going to chat about something every bunny and every human faces at one time or another, life's hurdles. Now, I'm sure you've noticed that sometimes life can put a big ol' hurdle right in front of you, just like the ones I've seen out in the garden. They might seem a bit too tall or tricky to jump over at first, but don't worry. Together, we're going to learn how to leap over those hurdles with the grace of a bunny and the courage of a lion. So, let's stretch those legs, take a deep breath, and get ready to tackle whatever life throws our way. So, what exactly are these hurdles we're talking about? Well, in a bunny's world, a hurdle might be a big rock, a tall fence, or even a curious cat that's a bit too close for comfort. For you humans, hurdles can come in all shapes and sizes too. Maybe it's a problem at work that's been bugging you, a personal goal that seems just out of reach, or even an unexpected change that's thrown you off balance. Now, here's the thing about hurdles. They're a natural part of life. Just like how we bunnies have to hop over twigs and logs in the wild, humans have to navigate their own obstacles. And while these hurdles might seem like they're in the way, they're actually there to help you grow. Each hurdle is a chance to learn something new, to become stronger, and to show yourself just how resilient you can be. But don't let that worry you. Just because hurdles are a part of life doesn't mean they're meant to trip you up. With the right mindset, these challenges can be seen as opportunities, a chance to hop a little higher, to stretch those legs, and to land on the other side feeling proud of what you've accomplished. Now, let me tell you a little secret about us rabbits. We're natural-born hurdle hoppers. When a big old obstacle comes our way, we don't just sit there and thump our feet in frustration. Nope. We assess the situation, we twitch our whiskers, and then we leap with all the energy we've got. It's all about using our instincts, agility, and that wonderful thing called determination. For humans, the approach might not involve actual hopping, though if you want to give it a try, I'd love to see that. But the principles are the same. When you're faced with a hurdle, the first step is to pause and take it all in. What's the best way to tackle this challenge? Do you need to change your approach, or maybe gather a bit more information before you leap? Trust your instincts, just like a rabbit would. Flexibility is key too. We bunnies are known for our ability to twist and turn mid-air if we need to adjust our landing. In your world, this might mean being open to changing your plans or finding a new path to reach your goals. And of course, there's determination. When a rabbit sets its mind on getting to the other side of that fence, nothing's going to stop us. That same determination will help you push through even when the going gets tough. Oh, and let me share a little story with you. One day, 8-Bit and I were out in the yard, and there was this big, scary puddle in our way. Now, I'm not a fan of getting my paws wet, and neither is 8-Bit, but we had to get across to reach the tastiest patch of clover. So we took a deep breath, sized up the situation and made the biggest leap we could. And you know what? We made it to the other side, and that clover was sweeter than ever because we knew we'd earned it. That's what hurdles are all about, finding the courage to leap and enjoying the rewards on the other side. Now let's talk about something that every bunny knows a little something about. Grace. When we encounter a hurdle, whether it's a branch in our path or a sudden noise that startles us, we don't panic. Well, most of the time. Instead, we stay calm, keep our ears perked, and hop on with poise. This kind of grace is something that can be just as valuable in your world, especially when life throws a challenge your way. Handling hurdles with grace means staying calm, patient, and wise, even when things get tough. It's about keeping your cool, not letting frustration or fear take over, and remembering that every challenge is temporary. Just like how a rabbit will pause and assess before making a move, you too can take a moment to breathe, think things through, and then act with intention. One way to keep that grace in your hop is by focusing on what you can control. Sometimes, hurdles can feel overwhelming, especially when they come out of nowhere. But instead of getting caught up in the what-ifs, try to centre yourself on what you can do right now. Maybe it's taking a small step forward or simply deciding to approach the situation with a positive attitude. Grace is about carrying yourself with dignity and confidence, even when the path ahead looks a little bumpy. And here's a little tip from us bunnies. When you move with grace, others will notice. They'll see how you handle challenges with a calm and steady heart, and they might even feel inspired to do the same. So, the next time you're faced with a hurdle, channel your inner rabbit, stay calm, be patient, and hop forward with all the grace you've got. Hey there, wonderful listeners. I've got something mind-boggling to share from today's sponsor. Are you a curious bunny, I mean person, who loves exploring the wonders of science and learning new things? Then you'll absolutely love the Curiosity Box. Imagine getting a box delivered to your burrow. Oops. I mean, your home, 4 times a year, filled with premium science toys, fun experiments, and unique collectibles. The Curiosity Box is designed by brilliant minds, making it perfect for thinkers and tinkerers alike. Each box is packed with exciting educational goodies that spark curiosity and inspire creativity. From fascinating science kits to engaging video lessons, you'll have everything you need to dive into the world of science and discovery. Plus, these aren't just any toys. They're high-quality, limited-edition items that you won't find anywhere else. So if you're ready to expand your mind and have a blast doing it, hop on over to 12hopflop.com/curiositybox and start your adventure today. Trust me, you'll be amazed at what you'll discover. That's 12hopflop.com/curiositybox. Now, let's get back to the show. Now, let me share a little something about us rabbits that humans might find surprising. We're experts at knowing when to hop and when to stop. After a big leap over a hurdle, we don't just keep bouncing around. No, we find a cozy spot, tuck in our paws, and take a good rest. Because here's the thing, rest and recovery are just as important as the jump itself. For humans, this is especially true. When you've faced a tough challenge or tackled a big hurdle, it's easy to want to keep going, to push through to the next thing. But just like a bunny needs to catch her breath and recharge, you too need time to rest and rejuvenate. This isn't just about taking a nap, though naps are wonderful. It's about giving yourself the space to recover mentally and emotionally as well. Taking a break isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of wisdom. It's knowing that in order to face the next hurdle with full energy and focus, you need to be at your best. So, whether it's a quiet moment with a cup of tea, a walk in the fresh air, or simply sitting still and letting your thoughts settle, make sure to build in time for rest. Your body, mind, and even your spirit will thank you for it. And here's a little secret from one bunny to another. Sometimes, during those quiet moments, the best ideas and solutions come to you. When you're not rushing, when you're just being, your mind can work its magic. So, after you've faced a challenge, give yourself permission to rest, recover, and let your inner wisdom bubble up. You'll be ready to hop back into action when the time is right, and you'll do it with renewed strength. So, we've talked about recognising those hurdles, handling them with grace, and the importance of taking a break. Now, let's bring it all together and talk about making that leap over life's hurdles. Because at the end of the day, whether you're a bunny or a human, it's all about finding the courage to make the jump. Leaping over a hurdle isn't always easy, and sometimes it can feel like that hurdle is just too high. But remember, it's not about the height of the hurdle. It's about the strength of your hop. The key is to approach each hurdle with determination and a positive attitude. Believe in yourself and in your ability to make it to the other side. Here's something to keep in mind. Every time you successfully leap over a hurdle, you build a little more confidence. It's like practicing a new trick. You might stumble the first few times, but with each try, you get a bit better. And before you know it, that once daunting hurdle doesn't seem so big anymore. You've grown stronger, more resilient, and more capable with each leap. So, when you're facing your next challenge, remember that you've got what it takes to make the jump. Take a deep breath, gather your strength, and hop with all your might. Whether it's a small hurdle or a big one, you'll find yourself landing on the other side, ready for whatever comes next. And don't forget to celebrate your success. Every leap forward is a victory worth savouring. Well, my dear human friends, that's all for today's episode of 12 Hop Flop. I hope you've enjoyed our little chat about life's hurdles and that you're feeling ready to face your own challenges with a bit more grace and a lot more confidence. Remember, whether you're hopping over a twig or a towering fence, you've got the strength and the smarts to make it to the other side. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I truly appreciate every one of you who takes the time to listen and share in these moments with me. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to 12 Hop Flop so you never miss a hop, skip, or a hop of wisdom. And if you've got a moment, I'd love it if you could leave a comment or a review. It's always wonderful to hear your thoughts and stories. Until next time, keep those ears up, your heart open, and remember, no hurdle is too high when you've got the right hop.